Hey, everybody. My name is Damara West, and I'm founder of Be Well, Beautiful Woman, where we help women to center their liberation and joy so that they can lead and live lives on their own terms. I'm so excited to share with you the Women's Liberation Summit, which is dedicated to helping you to reclaim your authentic power so that you can design a life that is rooted in your deepest desires. And today I have an amazing guest in the lineup that you are going to glean so much from. I've been following this queen's work for quite some time. And when I conjured up the idea to do the Women's Liberation Summit, she was one of the first people that I thought about because of the revolutionary healing work that she's doing right now. So without further ado, let me tell you what you are in for. Azalea Lawrence was born in Baltimore, Maryland, but raised amid the diversity and versatility of New York City. Her decision to build a foundation and raise awareness in the health and wellness industry came from a personal journey of struggling with onset psoriasis, fatigue, and body ache. This journey allowed her to step into healing herself holistically and filled with inspiration to help others through one-on-one and group coaching. From there, Black Plus Well, or Black and Well, a digital platform and publication was created to become an outlet to highlight Black women and men choosing to put their well-being first and encourage others to do the same mentally, physically, and spiritually. Sis, I am so glad you are in the building.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
yeah, absolutely. So let's just go ahead and start with, when you hear the word liberation, what comes to mind for you?
So when I hear liberation, I think of rising. Mm. I think of rising up, rising out of a sort of like mental suppression, rising into your authentic self and your truth, rising out of, you know, those blockages that we have and the box that we kind of get taught to put in, or society makes us feel like we need to be put in. Mm-hmm. So when you rise up and you feel liberated, you're freeing yourself from that. You're allowing yourself to be authentic, to step in your truth, and to find the clarity in your life. So ultimately I think liberation for me is freedom.
It's
kind of like looking inside of yourself and taking that key and freeing yourself from that prison or from that box, you know?
Love that, right? Because, you know, the way in which you have framed it, you know, fits so succinctly with the brand that you built, right? Mind, body, spirit. And, you know, we're talking about freedom on every level. And when you describe the metaphor, right, taking that key and unlocking it, you're speaking to our power, right, to do that work on our own. And you're speaking to the fact that it's a journey that we never quite arrive at, because there's always things that we can unlock. So yeah, that was a real beautiful metaphor for us to carry when thinking about liberation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, starting Black and Well, it's really a labor of love for you. This is very personal. We got a taste of that from your bio. And I would love for you to share with us a little bit more about your liberation journey and the way in which you see Black and Well helping to liberate the lives of others.
Absolutely. So for me, it was certainly personal. I was kind of already on my own wellness journey when I had to take a pause. I had to stop. I was just doing so much. Early 20s, just living life, working, hanging out. But then like something hit me. I was like, my body was not just, it wasn't feeling up to par. I was feeling more tired. I started noticing like psoriasis on my skin. So what's going on? So yeah. I had to stop. I had to be still. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I wasn't really into meditation. I was also very prayerful. So I grew up in a religious background, very spiritual. So I always had that connection spiritually, but I lost it physically. Yeah. So for me, I had to take a moment to pause and figure out what was wrong. Like, let me listen to my body.
Yeah.
And that was kind of like the part one for me personally. Fast forward to like around 2016, 17-ish, there was just so much going on in the Black community. There was so much going on, and I actually went down south. And I'm from New York. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Diversity.
Love me some big ups to Brooklyn. Right? Yes, yes.
I went to Louisiana. I spent time in Louisiana and Texas, and it felt so like, I feel like that was, I never felt more Black than being down South. And I was just thinking, wow. I thought about the experiences of other Black people down there. And I just kind of looked at people, and you know how you just look in someone's eyes and you see the pain or like that weight that's on them. And I saw so much of it going on.
Yeah.
So I took a time to, I continuously like look within myself, but I was also looking outside collectively. Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. when I thought, what can I do to help others? Mm-hmm. What can I do to help Black people kind of like feel liberated to prioritize their well-being and just look inside themselves? So that was another part of my liberation story as well.
Yeah. You know, it's powerful what you're saying, because in life, we never really know where our journey is going to take us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, going to Louisiana and having this visceral experience in being able to connect to someone else's pain and to know that your light was meant to be shed to help to illuminate their light, right? Like, I'm sure nothing could have prepared you for that to come into your spirit in the midst of this trip, as you're feeling most in your authentic identity as a Black woman, right? Yeah. And so that's, it's a reminder that if we are trusting the journey, and if we are simply just allowing life to unfold as it's calling us and we're paying attention. And I love that stillness that you talked about, right? Because stillness oftentimes is very underrated, as we both know. Sometimes people think it's hokey. And the reality is that stillness is everything. Stillness is expansion.
Absolutely.
And you know, so often people are searching, which is why we have, you know, with self-help books, which I have my fair share, and I'll always be reading some kind of self-help book. But the whole reason why this is such a big industry is because so often we are looking outside of ourselves for answers, you know? And what you have offered us to think about, which is, you know, the essence of this liberation experience, is that stillness allows us to look within over and over and over again, as a lifelong practice.
Absolutely. That was beautifully said.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, you spurred it. You spurred it in me, sis, right? You inspired me in real time. All right. So that was great. So I'm curious now about the direction that Black and Well took. You know, you haven't been in the game that long, but it's beautiful, right? You surpassed that 5-year mark as a small business owner, which is so exciting. And I want to celebrate that and relish in that. And you have pivoted, right? Since the time that you first started. And now it's this expansive digital community where you have nearly 50,000 people that you're touching through IG alone. And so I'm curious about how you knew that was the right step on your journey.
Honestly, I didn't know.
I love that answer. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, say more.
Honestly, I didn't know. So women, we have intuition. We kind of feel things. Sometimes intuition is not right. Sometimes we think we know something and you know what? It's not right. But this was something that I felt, but I knew that it was so right. But I also wasn't sure, you know? So it was an intuition thing. So it took a lot of like prayer and kind of looking inside myself once again and kind of looking collectively at what works and what other people are going through. Cause my experience is not the same from everyone else, you know?
Sure.
So I had to be aware of multiple things, but intuitively I would say it felt right. The calling for Black and Well felt right at the time, but I can't say that I really did anything special besides just do something and wait and see what happens.
Yeah. So you know what is so amazing about what you've just described is it actually fits succinctly into a manifestation formula that I use in my work, which is not revolutionary, because the reality is that there's, you know, tons of things out there on manifestation and abundance.
Yeah.
And for the audience, right, you said you didn't know that it was, you didn't know how it was going to turn out. That's mm-hmm. detachment from outcome.
Yep.
When you talked about doing the research in the market, that's the work. Mm. When you talk about the wait, right, for the outcome to manifest, that's trusting that the universe, God, co-creator, whoever it is that we identify with, mm-hmm. is going to deliver the things that we want.
Yeah.
And then you took inspired action, right? Time and time again to help to build this. And so, and you said you had peace about it. And I think that's the thing, like we have to know ourselves well enough to know what we're being called to do, but not be attached to any kind of outcome related to that execution. So like that was a nugget that you just gave us, because that was like wrapped up in a bow in terms mm-hmm. of how manifestation works in our life. Mm-hmm. And you weren't attached, right? So that just allowed God to do what is of our highest use and our highest good. And absolutely. That level of knowing we don't know. Right? Mm-hmm. That's the level that we don't know. And uh-huh. we just have to trust that source is going to deliver in time, yeah. in the right time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was like, yes, I love it. I love it. Okay. So considering that you so beautifully and intentionally help support the wellness of Black women and men, what do you want Black women to know that are listening to this video regarding their wellness and liberation?
Yeah, I want Black women to know that you are capable and deserving.
Mm.
We're all capable and deserving of whatever it feels called to us. Mm-hmm. So you need to take time to actually sit with that. And you have like, there's so many things that we're not in control of, but what I feel like one thing you are in control of is how you choose to move and operate in this world.
Yes.
So taking ownership of that and honoring that is probably one of the most liberating things you can ever do and be authentic about it. So I would recommend that for women. That's what I want women to step into more of.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love this because, you know, which again is the inspiration behind this summit for us to face any of the things that are interfering with our ability to live our lives in the fullest way possible. Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we think about the Maslow's hierarchy of needs and the top of that is self-actualization. And so many of us live on this planet and we don't get there. Right? We just don't get there. And, you know, I've been saying often in my work that, you know, manifestation and the understanding, the power to co-create is our biggest flex. And it's mm-hmm. the greatest equalizer we have, right? Because no matter where we come from, right? And as Black women, mm-hmm. knowing that there are so many things that are working against us, so many narratives out there that are false, so many opportunities for us to believe these lies that are out there yeah. that keep us playing small and prevent us from living a life that source wants us to live, that's connected to our birthright, our joy, our peace, our sense of self, which is our authenticity. And I appreciate what you're saying in terms of this defining, know that you can define it and like be steadfast about what that means, which means we also know we're going to be bucking up against all kinds of things,
yeah, like
ideas from family and community and beyond. And so I'm curious for you, how have you stayed in your power in the midst of some of those false narratives that are out there about what it means to be a Black woman?
Mm-hmm. For me, my experience has always been a little bit different because I was raised in an environment that was really spiritually fulfilling. Mm. And it's funny because people kind of like think that I'm hiding. I want those people to kind of like, I disappear, but it's like, I'm in my zone. Yeah. So for me, I continuously meditate and pray and focus on self and have a connection with spirit. And that's what keeps me going. I write, mm-hmm. I journal, and I speak life into words that I write. I speak life into my visions. And I'm steadfast on that for sure. And I feel like living well was certainly my birthright. Mm-hmm. And I want other women to feel this way. I want us all collectively to be in a space where we know who we are, we know what we're deserving of, we know our purpose and our calling. And from there, honestly, I think anything is possible.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. I, you know, everything, as we both know, everything flows from that place. And you said something really important. I mean, everything you said was important, but one thing that I really want to lean into is the power of your words, right? To create what it is that you want. And, you know, one of the main ways, as we know, that people do that is through vision boards. And there are a whole slew of other ways that we can do that countlessly throughout a day. So, you know, besides stuff like vision boards, how do you speak life into yourself towards the pursuit of what it is that you want?
I'm a visualizer. So I visualize a lot of things. And I repeat those visions over and over. And it's so interesting because I've been doing this for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And things that I've seen, that I've images that I've created in my mind have actually came into fruition. Yeah. And it's amazing to see. It's amazing to be a part of. Yeah. So I'm definitely a visualizer. Mm-hmm.
So this is so important because a lot of times we think we have to do so much, right? We have mm-hmm. to do all this work in order to birth what it is that we want. And the reality is that if we would lighten up, if we could get clear in our minds, mm-hmm. if we can see it, it can happen. It doesn't mean today, because we know that everything is in divine timing. And if we really believe that the source is working to deliver for us and wants mm-hmm. us to have all the things that we want, why wouldn't we be able to have it, right? Yeah. Like, why, anything, why wouldn't we be able to have it? And so I love the simplicity of that practice. And because, you know, even though there are ways that we can invest substantially in our wellness, and rightfully so, there are these everyday things that we do to keep us grounded. And, you know, even going back to what you started with in terms of your meditation and your spirituality, like engaging in that on an ongoing basis, really what I envision is like the roots. Those are the roots. Those are the grounding. And without those, without daily practices, any practices whatsoever, then we get ungrounded, we get unbalanced. Exactly. And so, you know, as we find these simple ways to try on and to insert in our lives, we discover that it actually doesn't take all that. And that's the state of flow, right? And so I'd love that. And it's a representation in part to the substantial growth, I believe, that you've experienced within Black and Well. Mm-hmm. So outside of, you know, the ways in which we've discovered that you stay anchored, how also do you just keep liberation at the forefront, right? Those are those daily practices of grounding, but then also more of those more major leaps in terms of things that you want to cultivate in your life to be more free. Mm-hmm.
So I'm always kind of like coming into myself, right? As we said, like, you're never quite done on your journey. Yes. I'm always constantly taking note of things and situations and circumstances regularly. Mm-hmm. At this point in time, I want to say for me, I'm really, really in tune with cultivating more connections and using my voice more often in a very physical way, like this conversation that we're having. Mm-hmm. So being more present and going bigger. I feel like for me, the season is, it's giving me bigger.
Oh my, I love this. Ooh, please, did you want to say more about this?
That's it, yeah.
I love this because it's inviting us to always be striving for more. Mm-hmm. And as we evolve, right? And I love what you said, this tension between who I am right now and who I'm becoming. There's always tension in that.
Always.
And as we arrive at the things that we want, there's going to be more that we discover about what we want, more to discover about areas that we need to heal in, more to discover about behaviors that are maybe problematic to what it is that we're attempting to try to accomplish in our lives. Mm-hmm. So, but I love even just the lightness, the joy in how you communicated that. And the fact that you're here in this sacred space, flexing, right, your throat chakra, which it is the connection between self and God, universe, source, creator. And the fact that you're being called to do more of that and connection, all of this just resonates with me so much. And so many of the women that I'm talking to nowadays, those are some of the major areas that they're working to really bring more to life. And last year, I was working with a coach for about 6 months, and about midway through that work with her, I said, I want to go bigger. And so I asked for things that I never asked for before, like even having a financial goal, which I'm very grateful that, you know, money has always been able to come to me, but haven't always been great about managing money, making good choices with money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wanted to redefine that for myself last year. And so I set this financial goal that nearly took my breath away. And I just said, I'm just going to like put it aside. I'm just going to put this aside. I'm not going to worry about it. I don't know how this is going to happen. I'm going to put it aside. And it was a beautiful testament to what can happen when we ask for things and just let them go. We ask and let them go and continue to do the work in pursuit of what it is that we want.
Right.
And this idea that we never have to be complicit. We never have to be complicit. We can be grateful for everything we have right now and everything that's coming and still always want more.
Yes.
I love that. I'm on that train with you, sister.
We're on a train together.
Okay, good. So as we get ready to wrap up, I would just love for you to share some final words of wisdom that you have for women in terms of their liberation?
Honestly, be honest. Let's start there. Be honest with yourself. We're often pulled in so many directions. We often have people in our ear who are telling us who to be. We're constantly on our phones, looking at things and who we think we should be, who we think we might want to be. Be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
That is the most liberating thing you can ever do. And you have to, when you start there, you have to express that. You can start with your friends and your family, and you have to walk in it. And you have to begin to cultivate an honest relationship with others once you do that with yourself first.
Yeah. Oh, and this is really important what you've highlighted. And I think that even what you said about this comparison that we do, like this image that we want to create, and an acknowledgement about whether or not that's really us, like asking why am I drawn to this? Is this the highest version of myself? Is this what I'm being called to do? And I think asking those questions and sitting with those big questions, we get to see all kinds of discoveries in the midst of that, right? Mm-hmm. And also this authenticity that you're talking about, it rings true in so many ways in terms of our liberation. You know, even down to the extent to which we set boundaries. What are we saying yes to? What are we saying no to? Mm-hmm. If we're carrying resentment because of, you know, all the ways that we're being in the world, then we're not showing up in our authentic space.
Exactly.
And until we do, there's always going to be that resentment towards the way that life is unfolding without this recognition that life is unfolding in part the way that we've created it to unfold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is so good. So I know I'm just going to snap for both of us right now. Like this has been so good, sis. So I know you have an amazing offering that you want to share to the community. So go on and tell us about that.
Yeah. So we have a Manifest Abundance digital journal. It features like a 6-month guide, as well as chakra healing, as well as some angel numbers that you can begin to take notice of and practice when you're on your healing journey, when you're healing your chakras. Then we have some nice like monthly tabs that you can use on social media to share with your friends as well.
Wow. That sounds like such a great gift. I can't wait to dive in to this gift. So I know the community is going to want to dive in.
Yes. And the code for that would be liberation.
Wonderful. And of course, that information is right in your inbox. So go ahead and click that link so that you can take advantage of that right now. And I know, sis, that folks are going to want to stay in touch with you. So how can they go about doing that?
So of course, Black and Well. My personal, I'm starting to be more social on Instagram again. So on Instagram, you can find me at _Zales. That's Z-A-L-E-S.
Wonderful. So good. Make sure that you follow Black and Well on Instagram. They have some deeply inspiring content. One of my favorites to follow, and check out these free resources. This has been really wonderful. I'm delighted to be on this liberatory journey with you. Uh-huh. And I'm looking forward to seeing all the ways in which your work is going to continue to expand and touch the lives of Black women and men all over the globe.
Thank you so much. This was honestly a pleasure.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad, sis. All right, beautiful people, you heard it here at the Women's Liberation Summit. This amazing speaker is on the lineup with 17 other women. So if you have not checked out some of the other videos, you definitely want to do that. Check out those free resources. Keep spreading the word about this amazing summit that we are offering as a labor of love, a gift to our communities, because we are that invested in your liberation. Until next time, beauties. Ashay.